The Lord be with you. The reading of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer greatly from the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. Then Peter took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him. God forbid, Lord, no such thing shall ever happen to you. Jesus turned to Peter and said, Get behind me, Satan, you are an obstacle to me. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do. Then Jesus said to his disciples, Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. What profit would there be for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? Or what can one give in exchange for one's life? For the Son of Man will come with his angels in his Father's glory, and then he will repay all according to his deeds. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you. St. Paul reminds us in very challenging ways not to conform ourselves to this present age, but to be transformed. I wonder into what? But not to be conformed to this present age, but to be transformed in heart and mind to Christ. You know, I think about St. Peter. We hear the second part of his story from last Sunday, which was the beginning of who do people say that I am? That's the question that Jesus had asked his group of followers. And they come up with all kinds of different answers. As you recall, John the Baptist has been raised from the dead. Elijah has come to us. Jeremiah, another great prophet. They see in you great potential, Jesus. You got a lot of things going for you. Your fan base is practically pretty high. And then Jesus says, well, who do you say that I am? And Peter, filled with the Spirit, says, well, you are the Christ. You are the Messiah. You are the one we waited for. You are the person and the one. Then this part happens today. When Jesus talks about what the plan is, Peter says, that can't be the plan. We have something else in mind for you. But it's not death and it's not resurrection, whatever that means. But it's certainly not death and it's not the end. It's not the cross. It cannot be the cross. Has to be something different. And Peter is named again. Recall last Sunday he was given a new name. His first name was Simon. Now it's Peter, the rock, the foundation stone upon which the church will stand, unshaken. This great sign of stability and strength. That's Peter. Today, Satan has a new name. You're a stumbling block to me. That's what it means. Satan is the stumbling block. The thing that gets in your way of doing anything towards the goal, which is Christ. That's the Satan. That's Peter today, given a new name. Peter allowed himself to be conformed to the present age, to his own mindset. This is how it has to work out. This is what makes sense. And Jesus says, that's not the plan. In you, Peter, don't create the plan. The plan has already been created. My job is to fulfill it. Your job is to take up your cross and follow me. What Peter has been invited to do is the exact thing that Jesus is modeling for him. And the exact thing that Jesus models for you and me, to take up that cross. In Matthew's gospel, when that occurs, to take up the cross, it's a very specific It's a very specific group and very specific reality that Jesus invites us to take up. We commonly say crosses are things that we have to deal with in life. You know, health is like a major concern for many, many people. And we say, well, boy, I always wanted to be healthy in life, but I've never been healthy in life. What's the next part of that equation? Well, it's the cross I bear. Or I've always wanted to be successful, and I've not been successful. Or wealthy and not wealthy. Well, that's just the cross I have to bear. All those things are our hopes and desires that are important, and we want them, and they do bring us a sense of happiness, health, you know, a sense of being able to contribute and care for our family to the level we like to do that. I remember hearing that from my dad. I'd like to give you kids more than what I had. I'm trying my best, but it's hard to do. Very important to him, and a value which I would say was well put and well placed. I don't think his failure to do so was his cross. For St. Matthew, the cross is our ability to follow Jesus and to endure whatever acceptance or rejection that comes from that commitment. We commit ourselves to Christ, and people will say, I liked you better before you committed yourself to Christ. You were more fun back in the day before you got religion. Now you're too serious, or now everything becomes an issue or a problem. But that's our faith. If we follow it all the way through, we're going to proclaim Jesus, and that may not be acceptable by everybody. But if we follow St. Paul's admonition, then we don't conform ourselves to that present age. That mindset is not what we're going to go after. We're staying with Christ. And whatever comes with that, that is our cross. Staying with Christ, we embrace the cross. That opening antiphon, our opening hymn, was just beautiful. Meditate on those words as you take the bulletin home with you. That's the exact entrance antiphon we sing on Holy Thursday. So when we begin the Paschal Triduum of those 3 days and we remind ourselves of the death and resurrection of Jesus, that's the entrance that we sing. We glory in the cross of Christ. That is our faith that we hang on to. What are some, you know, common examples that we could grab onto today of people who make a claim for something and endure what comes back to them? Growing up, I was part of, my family went to the Franciscan parish in Oakland, California. The Franciscans were very active in many, many ministries on the West Coast. But a number of them were very active in social justice ministries. And there was one friar, his name is Father Louis Vitale, and he's in his mid-80s now. And he was provincial at one point, and he was pastor of St. Boniface in San Francisco at another point. He was well known for his activism and his passion for peace and justice. And so you'd open up the San Francisco paper and you say, church in Tenderloin District is opening its doors. Oh, let's read that. Father Louis Vitale of St. Boniface has decided that at night the church doors will be open and the poor on the streets can come into a warm building and sleep for the night. And then there's a quote from Father Louis saying, this church is closed all the time, so why not open it up to people who need it the most? He was always sort of on the edge of doing something for people. Later you'd read about him, priest is arrested at Nevada test site. Priest is arrested at Livermore National Laboratory for crossing the line and protesting. Who is that priest? Father Louis Vitale. Get his picture there and his sign in front of him, of wanting to disarm what is harmful and to build up what is important, which is care for the poor, life. Those were his values. He was arrested and spent probably more time in jail than he did with the community. He was convicted as a Christian that this is the way and the voice that had to be heard. And if it wasn't for his age, he'd still be out there crossing the line and making a statement out of his Christian faith. Now, the murmurings in the parish would be, well, that's Father Louis. God bless him. He does what I can't do. Or, he shouldn't do that at all. He's disrespectful. He's breaking the law. Great example for our kids. He's right. He's wrong. He's everything in between. But he's a man that held on to his Christian faith and acted out of it. He was not conformed to the present age. When we make a statement of faith, people can say, hey, that's wonderful. Or, hey, why do you still believe? Or why are you still part of a church that is so exclusive or abusive? When we stand our ground as Christians, that's when we take up the cross. We say, I'm not going to back down from my faith because someone doesn't like what I have to say or what I have to do. That's hanging on to the cross because we know it's part of the plan of Christ. St. Peter shows us kind of the human element in all of that. It can't be this way. It has to be somewhere different. And Jesus says, this is the way. It is through the cross and no other way. Can you follow me? Can you follow me? For us, you and me, that's the question that's always before us. In our faith with Christ, can we follow? Can I follow? I don't know if I can follow the example of Father Louis Vitale, but I admire him for doing so and for raising awareness among all, Christians and non-Christians alike, that there has to be a greater value in all of our life. The question back to me is, what do I do to be faithful to my Christian life? Where do I get strength to continue to live and to proclaim a message? For me, it's here at the Eucharist, which we celebrate every week. My connection to Jesus in the Eucharist isn't just so that I get nourished and feel good. My connection to Jesus in the Eucharist is an invitation from me to the Lord of life, saying, come into my heart, into this heart which you created, and into this heart which needs transformation. In the words of Paul, I don't want to be conformed to this present age, but I want to be conformed to you, O Jesus, in every respect. Through the Eucharist, Jesus, that's where you come to me and start to change this frame, this mortal body, into an image of your glorious and immortal body. But you know, that conversation is not just for me. It's also for all of us, because that's exactly what we do when we come to the Eucharist, is we ask for that invitation of Jesus to come into us, to change us, to make us more like him, so that our hearts will reflect his heart and our love will reflect his love. As St. Paul says, we're not conformed to today, to this world, to this age. We are conformed to Christ, and without the Eucharist, that can't happen. It's only the Eucharist that can transform us. It is the way and the invitation that we place before the Lord to come to us and to change us. Lord, we glory in your cross. It is the source of life. It is our hope and our joy. Come to us, transform us, change our hearts to be like yours in love. Amen.